And there's a bit of a forthcoming rate rise across the Eyre Peninsula when it comes to councils. And one of the councils that are raising the rates is Tumby Bay Council. And the Mayor, Sam Telfer, joins us. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
The rate rises, I'm guessing, are probably pegged to what happened last year, because there was a lot of rate relief given out, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's a lot been happening, obviously, over the last 18 months, and councils across the whole state were reacting to what their communities were asking for. And at the moment, all the budgets and business plans are going out for consultation around the state, really. But on the Eyre Peninsula especially, we're looking at trying to get the balance right between making sure we're listening to what our communities are able to afford, and also having a look at what infrastructure is necessary for us to invest in.
Now, has that affordability issue for the infrastructure been impacted by what's happened last year, or is it sort of a rolling situation where you're going to make that revenue shortfall up this year and therefore it's not that much of an issue?
Well, it's a combination. So, for instance, at Tumby Bay, pre-COVID, in our long-term financial plan, it was set out that we were going to have a 3.5% rate rise, a 3.4% it was. That was dropped down to 1.6%, I think it was at the time. So there's a shortfall there that will need to be made up at some point. We obviously made cuts and changes to try and facilitate that. And for this year in particular, we're looking at what was going to be, again, about a 3.4%. We've dropped that back in reaction to what our needs of our communities are, and looking at 2.95%. There's a lot that's going on, so we're trying to make sure that our communities are engaged with this consultation process.
Speaking this morning with the Mayor of Tumby Bay, Sam Telfer, about some forthcoming rate rises in the budgets of councils across South Australia. And I think it's important to remember that, as you say, those rate rises that you're looking for aren't as large as what they might have been, and you're giving due consideration to the fact that there's a lot of people out there who are still struggling.
Yeah, so in the long-term financial plan of Tumby Bay Council, for instance, it was mooted to be higher than this. We've pared it back, and in doing so, we've also pared back some of the costs and the like. But you know, councils have certainly not been shielded from those extra costs and complications when it comes to what we had to put up with the last 18 months. We've had to go through a lot of extra cleaning of toilets and extra time spent on things which we hadn't budgeted for in managing COVID. So it's been a challenge, but we're trying to put our best foot forward, looking forward to the 21-22 season.
And have those budgeting issues been assisted by the state government with some extra funding from them, or has it more been a case of councils being left on its own?
Oh, the state and federal governments have been fantastic in investing in partnerships with councils as far as infrastructure spend goes. So the ongoing costs and the extra overhead costs which councils have had to put up with, they've had to manage it within their own budgets, but there's been so many different investments in infrastructure, which are quite exciting, honestly, as far as councils go. But that's a totally different source of funds, so we're trying to get that balance right.
Certainly looking forward to seeing what the future does hold for those councils across SA. Tumby Bay Mayor Sam Telfer, thanks for joining us this morning.
Always good to have a chat.